Lakeside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. A very special edition of Coastside Carousel this week. Sun Studios, 25 years ago. Yes, that Sun Studios, where Elvis recorded, Jerry Lee Lewis, and so many others. My guests this week are Steve Gallup, who appears on the coast with Bone Dog Cohen as Play Away Rust, and an old friend from their days at Sun Studios, Marty Kossoff, and we're going to play some tracks recorded 25 years ago. And today we discuss the legend of Clam Farm. Steve and Marty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Mike. Aloha.
All right, we have a legendary rock story here. We have a legendary record producer, a legendary recording studio, legendary studio musicians, and you two guys. What the heck happened 30 years ago?
We come at the end. 25 years ago.
What two things don't look like the other?
I mean, this is an amazing story, and I'm going to let you guys tell the story. So in the 90s, you guys are playing together with a band that you created called Blue Plate Specials. And then, Marty, you meet a very famous record producer. Pick it up from there.
Steve and I were playing together for I don't know how many years, probably 5-6 years, maybe 7 years. And unfortunately, at that point, my family moved to Florida. It wound up being fortunate. I say unfortunate just that Steve and I had to stop playing together because musically we got along great. Unbeknownst to me, Jerry Wexler had moved to Sarasota, Florida. That's where we were. And he was in Sarasota and retired by the time I met him, when we just became friends.
When he said he knew Jerry, I was like, hey, Marty, you got to ask Jerry if he can set something up for us. I flew to New Orleans, and then I drove from New Orleans to Memphis. And actually, the song Memphis Breakdown kind of references that drive a little bit.
We should probably reference for the carousellers out there that Sun Studios had some pretty legendary artists record there over the years. Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, Rolling Stones, if you're a fan of the Sticky Fingers album. Let's talk about, for a second, guys, just the feel of that studio. What kind of vibe do you get when you walk in there?
So, I mean, for me, it was incredible because I grew up with, you know, my dad listening to all the Sun Records stuff. So all the Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis Presley, you know, those guys, Johnny Cash, those guys all started at Sun Records. And so just actually seeing it and walking in the door was an amazing thing. And, you know, there's Elvis's microphone that we get to record on now. And these are the walls of the studio, everything. To me, it was just an amazing, amazing moment just to be there. And that was only the beginning.
And Marty, what was your feeling on it?
That was a few hours before the recording session. It was still open as a touring, I don't know, attraction, museum kind of thing. But the guys from Muscle Shoals, Jimmy Evans and David Hood, they were with us. They were walking around with us, sort of gawking at the pictures. And, you know, it seemed like it was hitting them like it was hitting us. There was the area where some of the most famous early recordings ever, and best in my opinion, occurred. And we were standing right there. And it hit them too. And when I saw it, I just remember this. When it hit them too, I remember thinking, holy crap, this is real. Like, we're really going to do this. This is pretty amazing. It's hard to overstate it. And then to have some famous musicians drop in while we were setting up and just sitting around standing talking with, I don't know, it's kind of a once in a lifetime thing.
Don't you wish you had it all on videotape at the time? I'll tell you what, we're going to play 3 songs today from that session. We're going to talk about that session itself and talk about how it was preserved all these years, Steve, because that's an amazing story in and of itself. I want to start with the track Cold Steel Gray. This was your very first song. Tell us about it.
It was the first song that I ever wrote, really, and certainly the first one I ever recorded. The producer that was there kept saying, oh, that's the song. I love that song. That's the real thing, man. And that gave me a lot of confidence to really start doing a lot more writing. And we recorded this. I was in the front lobby where, you know, Elvis walked into and turned his tapes over to the secretary at Sun Studios. I've heard that story so many times. And, you know, the lights were off, had the Muscle Shoals guys in the other room. and had a chance to record this, and then Marty laid down just a great solo on it. So it was an amazing experience.
This is an amazing experience for you Carousellers as well. I'm getting goosebumps hearing the story. I can just imagine myself in the studio there with you guys. And let's play the song now called Cold Steel Gray. It's Coastside Carousel with Steve Gallup and Marty Kossoff on KHMB.
Candlelight and those blue eyes, thought she had everything, never felt the weight of that ring till it turned from gold to echo, steel gray, cold like the night she left, stolen like happiness, as gray as the walls on her prison cell. She used to sit in the darkness and smoke her cigarettes, trying hard not to recall a million things that she can't forget. But it just kept on putting her down, till she couldn't get up. And she watched the days fade away like a train on rays of echo, steel gray, cold like the night she left, stolen like happiness, as gray as the walls on her prison cell. Shot missed and he turned around, but the next five brought him down, and she looked one last time in those eyes of cold steel gray, cold like the night she left, stolen like happiness, gray as the walls on her prison cell.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. You've got it on Coast Side Carousel. I'm your host, Mike Dale, on a very special carousel today. The history of Steve Gallup and Marty Kossoff. We're having a blast here talking about the session that you did. So you were recording with the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. Was that the Swampers?
The Swampers.
The original Swampers.
The original Swampers.
And they are legendary in their own right.
Well, you know, at that time, I at least hadn't even heard of them. You know, so they showed up and I didn't really know anything about them. And we went out to dinner with David Hood the night before, and he was telling us all the stories of being with, you know, Aretha Franklin, going on drug runs with Dwayne Allman to Florida because Dwayne needed more cocaine, you know, and driving with Otis Redding. You know, this wasn't that long ago, but they were one of the first mixed race bands driving through the South, and Otis Redding having to hide down on the floor of the back seat when they drove through town. I mean, it was just an an incredible opportunity to hear that stuff. And then to go in and teach him the songs that we had, Marty and I wrote really and finished the night before at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, and sat on the floor of Sun Studios and played them for them, and they took notes, and then we played the songs.
I think it was. So we put the amps in the front room. We literally turned, I don't remember having any pedals, any effects.
No, it was all straight in, yeah.
In fact, those guys were so amazing. They went through all the songs in one take. And we had never played the songs ourselves, right? So we stayed up all night the night before writing the songs. We went in to the studio and showed them how we wanted to play the song as we ourselves were reading off the chord changes and stuff. So everybody was learning for the first time, and then they just looked up at me after they had written their notes and said, okay, let's go. We're ready. I'm like, don't you want to practice? And then, no, we're ready. And that's what you're hearing.
It's the Legend of Clam Farm. Let's pick the song now called Things Don't Last. It's Steve Gallup, Marty Kossoff in 2000, and the tapes preserved for you today, exclusively on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
I'm good.
100.9 FM and AM 1710, where you can find the home of Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and this is the show by and for local artists along the coastside. We got one here. Steve Gallup is in the studio with me, and Marty is in his Ohana in the Big Island in Hawaii. So I want to get to one more song, but first, I want to talk about how you preserve these tapes all these years, and then how Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Montero got involved.
Yeah, this was a great story. So we left Sun Studios with big, they're 2-inch magnetic tapes, so kind of like a big old reel-to-reel, very large reel-to-reel tape. And at the time, everything was moving from magnetic tape to digital. And when we got out here, all the studios had switched to digital, and we really could not find a way to get the stuff off of the magnetic tapes. So I put them in my closet, and we kind of forgot about it and went on with our other groups. I was in Hip Shaker. Marty has a group in Florida as well. And for 25 years, and then I ran into Rich Pearsall, who had been kind of a fan of one of my old bands, and I told him about the tapes, and he said, I think I can get this done for you. And so I gave him the tapes. He went over to Berkeley to some of the folks from who used to be at Fantasy Records in Berkeley, and they said, we think maybe it was stored pretty well in that great El Granada climate, never getting too hot. We probably have one pass at getting this of the magnetic tape onto digital, and we don't know if it's going to work. So they put it in an oven, and they bake it to kind of try and lock it in, and then they ran through it one time, and they watched the tape go, and they were looking for the magnetic, for the backing to fall off. It never happened, and we got everything onto tape in one tape.
Now, Marty, when Steve told you this whole story, what was your reaction when he said, I preserved the session?
You know, it's just one of those unbelievable moments, and of course I was gung-ho for it, because when we went into Sun Studio before the museum closed, so at maybe 6 o'clock, we started recording, I think, like 8, 9, 10 o'clock. We didn't walk out until 4 o'clock in the morning. The engineer, the recording engineer, just did us a huge favor and just did a really quick mix, just put all the tracks on a CD and handed it to us, and that's all we had. Unmixed, unmastered, there were some side, some backing, some talking, you know, in the background during one of the songs. So to think that we'd have a shot at actually making this sounding good was something I knew we had to do. We just had to do it.
Understand. 6 mile world, just keep on playing. When it all comes down, it's a short sale. Driving hearts all that time behind the wheel of a Memphis breakdown.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB. Listening to The Legend of Clam Farm with Steve Gallup and Marty Kossoff, recorded 25 years ago on 2-inch magnetic tapes and preserved all this time. And then Rich Pearsall gets involved, takes them over to Fantasy Records in Berkeley. They preserve this tape and get it digitized, or get it to digital. And here we are previewing it today. You guys must be just ecstatic.
It's pretty incredible. I always tell Marty, it's like when you see the old cartoons, you know, where Wile E. Coyote runs off the cliff and he's running and he doesn't realize he's going to fall down. It's like the only reason we ever got this done is because nobody told us we couldn't do it. That we could go to Memphis and record 5 songs, write 5 songs, you know, in a day, record 5. That's unheard of. We just didn't know we couldn't do it.
One of those moments in time that will probably never be repeated, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you're playing July 13th at Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. How many of these songs will you guys play together? Bone Dog Cohen's going to join you as well from the band Play Away Rust, which you have with him.
So I think we'll do probably maybe all of them.
I definitely want to hear Cold Steel Gray, because I agree with you and I agree with everyone else who's heard it. It's a great song.
It's a hit, I think. So, guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in. We've got Steve Gallup in the studio with me. Marty's on phone on the KHMB hotline here, calling in from the Big Island of Hawaii. But you guys will be together on July 12th for the show on July 13th. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Mike. This has been amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside.
On the Carousel!
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.